Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we are back with the Beach and Company, looking at the we're not pitting one branch of the service with another, just curiosity as to where our listeners are. U.S. Marine Corps is leading by a neck, I would say, over the U.S. Army and Navy, and Air Force is got a couple. All right, I have nothing, however, from Coast Guard. Okay, but we do have them from all the other branches. And your words too, David. If you'd like to tell us if you've been in the service, we'd like to hear that. We'd like to know that. I think it'd be interesting. It's a good way to kind of keep track of what's going on.
Sandy, let me just, because you mentioned Coast Guard, yeah. And I met a gentleman recently. His daughter is in Dance with Samantha, and he is a high up in the Coast Guard. In fact, he was telling me and how he has to work on the 4th of July because he not only coordinates rescues in our area, but he's coordinating rescues all over the Northeast.
Oh, really?
And
wow.
He's telling me stories about how they introduce different agencies' helicopters, agreement with Canada to use their helicopters whenever they have to perform a rescue. And it's really fascinating what they do.
It's amazing. I mean, we have very proficient and technically sound people doing a lot of important jobs out there. We don't always recognize them. Yeah, here's one from Sonny Zielek, USMC, Vietnam, a vet in 66-67. I'd like to congratulate David on our nation's highest award, a great patriot, Semper Fi, and God bless. Isn't that nice? And that's from USMC.
We need to hear a hoo-wah from some of our military guys. I love that. Hoo-wah.
Let's go to Tom in Niagara Falls. Tom, you're on WBEN.
Thanks for taking my call, Sandy.
Yes, sir, Tom. What do you have for us today?
Congratulations to David for receiving the Medal of Honor.
Right.
I was in the Air Force from 64 to 94, and I'm too young to be old, but if they called me up, I would leave tomorrow at 75 years old.
Wow, good for you, and I'm sure you could do a good job representing the Air Force. Well, I thank you on behalf of David, and thanks for wearing the uniform, Tom. We appreciate it. Yeah, a lot of good patriotic people out there. Who's next? It's Herman in Amherst. Herman, you're on WBEN. Hello?
It's Carmen, Sandy.
Oh, okay. It's Carmen instead of Herman. Oh, that's pretty close, actually. All right, what do you have today for us?
Say good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you.
I was in the United States Army, and I transferred to the Air Force, United States Air Force.
Oh, so you did both. Okay.
And what I want to say to David is just hurrah. Good job, young man.
That's great. We often don't hear about people that are in two branches of service. What made you decide to go over to the Air Force?
Well, I went to the Air Force because I thought they had a warranty program. So when they didn't have a warranty program, I transferred back to the Army again.
Oh, wow.
Three trips to get to be a warrant officer.
Wow. So you've made the rounds. Do they give you different uniforms willingly, or do you have to talk them into it?
No, they give them to you.
If you want to.
Period when we had, draftees.
Oh, yeah, when we had the draft. Now it's all volunteer, and that's a good thing, and hopefully we won't ever need to go back to the draft again. Well, thank you.
Because it was a different Army then. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a different world then, too, I'm sure. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Mr. Beamer, Mr. Joseph Beamer, able-bodied young guy, what do you have for us?
And we will start with top fan Jim, who says, "We are so proud of you and your team, David. Thank you doesn't seem like it's enough. We are honored by your presence in acts of bravery."
Very, very nice. And another one, please.
It says, thank you so much, David, for your service. Oftentimes, soldiers are unsung heroes. It's wonderful to see recognition given for such courage, dedication, and honor.
And I have a text here. David Bellavia of the state of New York is so proud of you, and thanks for your service. But no, Cuomo has remained silent as he weighs the polls. Yeah, it's kind of cheesy that the governor hasn't said anything. It really should. I mean, this is not a political moment. This is a good moment for our country. Certainly a good moment for David and people who love what our country, what our military does for our country. Another one, please.
We will go with Henry, who says, congratulations, David. You are a hero and role model for all. So happy for you, your family. Your father must be in heaven with the biggest smile. My brother-in-law received 3 Purple Hearts from his Army service in Vietnam. So proud of him as well.
Oh, nice. Very, very nice. My brother-in-law had 2 Bronze Stars. He was a colonel. Very, very nice. And I was visiting he and my sister a couple of years ago, and he had written down a kind of like a diary of what he went through in the armed forces. He served in Vietnam, several terms in Vietnam. And he said, you probably won't be interested in this, but if you want to take a peek at it. And I started reading it, and it was so compelling, I couldn't put it down. I read it in one day. And it was almost book size. It was we don't always realize what goes on. It was very interesting.
One of my best friends in high school, Frank Simone, later on went into the Marine Corps, led troops door to door in Iraq. Unfortunately, I don't get to see Frank as much because now he lives out of town. He works in Washington, D.C., works for our government. And it's something that I won't forget that, you know, I hung out with this guy who later on went on to be a war hero as well.
Well, there's so much more awareness of the military, especially lately in the last year or so, that there's all kinds of specials on TV. We have a military channel. And we get to know a lot more. I wish they'd teach more about the history of the armed forces in the U.S., teach more about that side of our history so we could benefit from it. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. I got some texts here. Let's see. 30930, thing keeps moving around. Oh, Tony, let's see. Somebody corrected your Marine Corps yell.
It's not UWA?
It's not UWA. It's Hoo-wah. Not HUWA. It's UWAR. It says, get it right, pal. Carl in the USMC.
Well, so, Carl, call us up and give us an example.
Yeah, give us your version of it. We'd like to hear the original. But the way it says on my screen, it's not HUWA. It's URA. Get it right, pal. Signed, Carl.
All right, I'm just reading the way it's typed on many.
Yeah, and you have to go to Al Pacino. You have to get the Al Pacino.
Yeah,
see that's the official.
Was that Scent of a Woman?
Yeah,
I haven't seen that in a long time.
No, I haven't seen that either. Okay, let's see. USAF 87-91. Congratulations to David. Way to go! So that's another Air Force one. Oh, the Air Force is catching up here. Air Force is now tied with the Army. How about that for our listeners? We're not pitting one against the other. We're just taking a curious account. Mr. Beamer, how about a couple of texts for us?
By the way, kudos to, and I know this is not what we're talking about today, from the Niagara County Clerk's Office sent a letter to President Trump about Andrew Cuomo's green light law and pointing out the problems that this will cause. So hopefully this is something that the president will act on.
On the green light thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should think he would because it's a major immigration question about illegals coming into the country.
Not to mention voter fraud that it could open up.
Absolutely. Here's another on the text line. Congratulations to David on his tremendous honor. Thank you for your service and God bless you. Ricky O., Army Reserve, 1975 to 1985. So the Army is now ahead by 1. How about that? Mr. Beamer. Yeah. Oh, he's still on the phone. He's clearing some calls. I've got a ton more here. It keeps moving because we get a lot of, wow, look at this, since the last time. I don't think any of us should be surprised that a guy who said our country was never great wouldn't have reached out to David yet. So he's talking about some maybe people who aren't as complimentary as we are. All right. Let's be fair, Sandy. I haven't heard anything from Chris Collins either. Shameful. This isn't political. If it is, it's my bad. Well, I haven't heard anything from Chris Collins.
I believe David said that Collins was going to be there today.
Oh, well, that's good. That's nice. That would be a nice honor, certainly. But I haven't heard him say anything. But if he's there, that's certainly.
But then again, we haven't heard him say much lately.
That's true.
He's been kind of quiet.
Yeah, you know that every time he speaks, his lawyer's mouth opens. You know it's maybe staying away from a lot of public appearances. Now, Mr. Beamer, what do you got?
Andre says, David, congratulations and thank you for your service. Your humility. Oh my.
Humility.
Sorry about that. Demonstrates.
Aren't words fun? Go ahead.
That demonstrates that you are a true ambassador for those who served with you and those who serve us every day.
Very nice.
Sorry about that.
People are, that's fine, but people are very generous. Do you have another?
I do. It says from Melissa, thank you for your service, David. I hope one day I am lucky enough to shake your hand.
Yes, we're all looking forward to that. USAF 87 to 91. Way to go, David. Congratulations. And, oh, this is good. Sandy, the Marines are leading by a leather neck. Remember, I said they're leading by a neck because I've been watching a lot of horse racing lately, and it's a leather neck. That's very good. That's very good. One time, I was doing a show about the military, and I started by doing what I'm doing now, just kind of keeping track. And then it gets into a competition. You know, you got all the branches, and they are all very proud, and they all have proud traditions. I don't want that for today.
I love the rivalry, though. I really do.
I know
do.
You do. Well, you love the Army-Navy game.
Yeah, it's probably my favorite sporting event of the year. I look forward to it and have been watching it since I was a little kid.
Who do you root for?
Army, all the time. Army? Because I knew people who were in Army.
Oh, in the Army. Okay.
Yeah.
You're in the Army now. Well, I grew up very close to Fort Devens, Massachusetts, which was an Army post. And as I said, my Uncle Bruno, who during the war was on a minesweeper, was a barber by profession. My grandfather, two of my uncle's barbers, cousin's barber, and he used to go to the fort and cut hair. So he never did mine, though, because I have a feeling my hair wasn't in the kind that he did at the base. I had bright red hair, a little curly, and then it kind of went long to my shoulder, and now it kind of disappeared.
I should ask Flyby Paul Fedorczyk about some Air Force stuff, because the Air Force kind of gets beat up by the other branches, at least in that rivalry.
My understanding is the Air Force has the best food, though.
Do they?
Yeah, that's my understanding. I don't know. I don't know that, and maybe people would mention that.
And we know the Marines are the best dressed.
Oh,
I don't think you can.
The Marine
that.
Dress uniform is the absolute epitome of what a dress uniform should look like.
Sharp.
Oh my God! You could put Whoopi Goldberg in one of those things, and you'd go, "Wow, that's pretty impressive."
Let's not push it, Sandy.
Yeah, maybe I'm getting carried away.
Just a bit.
I'm not on drugs or anything.
QZZ Top, sharp dressed man.
Can you imagine? Imagine ZZ Top in Marine dress uniforms.
The beard would not.
I do not think so.
The military.
Yeah, I don't think the military cottons to the beards that we're seeing, which are very fashionable right now. Mr. Beamer, I'm looking at you. Do you have another Facebook for us?
I do. And by the way, just looking on Twitter a few minutes ago, County Executive Mark Poloncarz again thanked David for his service and commented on his Medal of Honor reception today.
Anyway, how did he do it? How did he do it? He texted?
He tweeted it.
He tweeted it. Can you imagine being David Bellavia? going into the height of battle, laying your life on the line, and eliminating five or six of the enemy, and being honored by the president, and then finding out that the county executive tweeted you. That's got to be the height of all of this.
Honor. It doesn't get any better than that.
A tweet?
Wow.
Wow, man.
I'm blown away.
Wow, next to where can I get good chocolate ice cream, I can't think of anything. A tweet.
Wow.
Well, I wonder if you're
going
like,
all out.
Do you dress up before you hit the keys on that? I mean, I don't understand that.
I usually don't even dress before I hit the keys on my Twitter.
It's amazing.
Maddie says, congratulations, Mr. Bellavia. You are a role model in all that you do. Thank you for your bravery, selflessness, and commitment to our great country. I have a teenage son who listens to you all the time, and I hope he can soak in some of your bravery. I also give you partial credit for my weight loss. Thank you.
Oh, how about that? Well, first of all, you know, David seems to be, by all accounts, and is a very modest man. And I'm thinking, Tony, how would that fit a political role? You have to be willing. You can be modest, but I think you also have to let the people that you would like to vote for you know about your accomplishments and things like that. How do you split that baby in half?
Just walk around with the medal.
Yeah, that's it.
Just, did you stick your chest out?
Yes, you could vote for somebody that won this and just have it on display somewhere. And no, seriously, he's a modest guy. He's run for public office before, but not everybody knew his story. We knew he was a war hero, a very decorated war hero, including a Silver Star. So we knew that, but we didn't know all of the David Bellavia story. So that's when he ran last time. When he ran this time, I think it's nice to be modest, but as a politician, I think you have to have some amount of, hey, look at me, I'm special, and if you vote for me, I can get the job done. I think you need some of that in order to sway the electorate. Not too much of it, or you'll end up being Bernie Sanders. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll return on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are back with the Beach and Company today. The big ceremony. Let's see. Our coverage begins at 3:00 this afternoon, and the actual ceremony begins at 3:30. But we have it all covered, so you keep it right here. Tony, you referenced the person, and now they reacted. And what do you got?
My buddy Paul Flyby Fedorzek says, "Of course, Tony, I'm very proud of David. Even if he was in the Army, we Air Force guys don't use four-letter words, especially being as humble a man that he is. A true GIs keep many secrets to ourselves. When I heard David say how great he felt being back around his military family, I had a tear in my eye. I missed the military, but after 28 years, how can you not? Congratulations, David. As the Air Force would say, aim high, and you did by protecting your brothers in battle. Cheers.
Wow, very nice, very nice. Very inspirational, too. Here's a couple of texts. Let's see. David's humility and devotion to the people of the U.S. is inspiring. Signed, Mike from USCG. Oh, the Coast Guard. It's the first Coast Guard entry we've had here. So thank you, Coast Guard. Appreciate it. Here's another. Congratulations to David from a Marine, 1975. Okay. Now, that's the way to do it. Wow, what did we bring in all the guys from GR, too? That's very, very nice. Congratulations, David, from a Marine 1975 to 2001 on your Medal of Honor award today. You're a credit to the men and women who have served. You make Buffalo proud. How good is this? I mean, it makes me feel good just reading these. Mr. Beamer, you have some for us.
Yes, you know, it's funny. I was just going back on my memories on Facebook during the break. You know, and I know David's proud, and we're all proud of David for his Medal of Honor that he's receiving today.
Sure.
The man's a hero, but I have to think that ranks second to what he was talking about this time last year, and that was a train station downtown.
Oh, that's,
it's funny how in a year,
that's right.
This time last year, we were talking about a train station. This year, he's shaking the President of the United States' hand.
How about that? Yes. Well, he's very versatile. He's capable of doing that. You know what? I'm looking forward to this. I assume that when he receives the medal, he'll be in a dress uniform.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you assume that?
With his full.
Yeah, because I haven't seen him in a dress uniform. Seen him in his battle uniforms, but.
He's not going to be in a Bills t-shirt. Let's put it that way.
No. Can you imagine somebody is probably watching, not knowing what it was, expecting somebody to be wearing Bills regalia.
It would be funny, though.
What are those pants used to be called?
Zubas.
Zubas.
Zubas, yeah.
Imagine getting the Medal of Honor in Zubas.
I thought we were turning this on for the Sabres schedule release.
All right, let's see.
Jim says, as all of us that served go through the career, hoping never to have... I'm sorry, guys. I started reading the wrong one. My bad.
Well, see, the way they load, too, the way they load on this computer, they start from the top and come down. But if there's more than one sentence, then it goes up. So sometimes you're reading from a sentence up and sometimes from a sentence down, and it gets very confusing.
I wish I could take that, Sandy, but I'm an honest guy.
I know you.
I actually copy and paste it into WordPad and put it so I can read it, and I still messed up.
Why, you little digital show-off, you.
So we'll go with Shirley, who says, congratulations.
You're going with Shirley?
I am
she's
going
nice
with Shirley.
Girl. Everybody in the office likes
her. You know, she's right here on the screen.
Yes.
Shirley says, congratulations, David. So thankful for our veterans who put their lives on the lines so us Americans can every day enjoy these freedoms. Thank you for everything you've been through, your determination. This is such a well-deserved honor.
It really is. And I was thinking that once you mentioned Shirley, you know, if Shirley were Jewish, where would she worship? At a Shirley temple.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm not using my A material. No. I don't want to burn it up. It'll get lost in all of these accolades.
Dear Buffalo broadcasters, can we take his Hall of Fame away?
Back. Yes. Hey, well, not everybody's a piece of cake every day, you know. What can I tell you? All right, let's see. Can you remind me what time the ceremony is? Yes, we've reminded you many times. I'll do it again. 3 o'clock, we start our coverage. At 3:30, the president's actual ceremony will begin, and we'll cover it all. There's no need to worry about missing any of it.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's going to be a link on our on the WBEN webpage, so if anybody's not able to, they could click on it.
It'll be available, so. and it's good to see the entire community involved with this, whether you're with. One radio or one TV station or a newspaper. Everybody's involved with this. I like that. And there's no exclusivity to any one media outlet. But I like the fact that everybody realizes the importance of something like this. Mr. Beamer, one more.
Mary says, David, so proud and excited for you. Congratulations on this honor. You're awesome. Mary from the United States Army, 1978 to 1982 in Germany.
U.S. Army, Germany. Okay, I'm writing this down. Wow, it's almost a dead heat between the Army and the Marine Corps. Army's ahead by like one. And then it's Air Force and then Navy. Navy started strong, but then Air Force surged ahead, and we have a Coast Guard one, too, as well. All right. Okay. Colin spoke about David on the House floor yesterday, and this person was in the Coast Guard from 01 to 14. Wow.
Did Elon Omar walk out when he did?
I don't know. So that was nice that he mentioned on the floor. I did not know that.
I did not know that either.
Let's take a little early break here by a minute and a half, and we'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
I don't want to live the rest of my life telling war stories. I don't want to talk about that night. But the award is more important than I am, and the Army is more important than I am. And there's a lot of people, this message of serving your country is more important than anything I have to say. So that's what keeps me grounded, but it's not easy at all.
You know, when you get into a subject like this and you get into a conversation like this, you often explore areas that you hadn't thought about before. And we all know, and it's said over and over again, that this is the ultimate award that you can receive from the Armed Forces of the United States, and it is. And do you know why? I think we hold it in such high esteem? It is genuine, and you can't duplicate it. There's no alternative to the Medal of Honor. It's not like, well, David got the Medal of Honor, but Harry over there got fill in the blanks. There is no alternative. It's the real deal. It's 100% real, and it is for risking your life. This isn't a sporting event where you'll go for a 3 out of 4 or you'll go for a Super Bowl or whatever, and that glory is good for the year. This glory is good for the lifetime of the recipient. As I said, it has no alternative. It is the ultimate. And how many things in life are like that? There's no one watch. There's no one car. There's no one of almost anything except the Medal of Honor. There's only one Medal of Honor. And usually in honoring people or institutions or whatever, there are people pulling one way or pulling the other way. People whispering in other people's ears, hey, this would be better than that. But that isn't the process for the Medal of Honor. You heard how long it took and what kind of effort and painstaking a process they have for this. So you can have a fabulous diamond, but there's one bigger. You can run really the fastest mile, and next year somebody will run faster. But nobody has a bigger honor or a better honor than the Medal of Honor. Think about it. It's mind-boggling when you think about it. And no wonder David is blown away by it and sturdy enough of mind to say that I didn't do this alone. And he said that right away without any nobody edited what he said. He said what he wanted to say. And he's shown how much his buddies mean to him. They're there with him. And he saw to that. And very nice of that money raising effort. What is it, $50,000 on the GoFundMe? It was this morning. That's the last number I heard.
It is over 50,000. I'm not sure the exact number, but it's now over 50,000.
And so the expenses of those Army buddies will be paid, and the rest donated to the military channel, military charity.
And think of what David said about that. He said today will be easier for him, because all of his teammates will be there, or families of will be there.
And it's almost like he was with them and they were with him in Fallujah, and now they're with him in the Oval Office. It really does seem like a continuation, doesn't it?
Plus, there's a good contingent from Western New York that are going to be there rooting him on.
You know, it'll be interesting. Anytime you see a ceremony coming from the Oval Office, anybody that has a connection with it is usually there to see it, to observe it up close and personal. It'll be very interesting to see who's there from the Western New York coalition.
Isn't Caputo there?
Yes, Caputo is there.
Caputo is there,
I think.
Good.
David DiPietro.
Okay, this will be very interesting to see if we can pick out the players without a scorecard. It'll be very, very interesting. So that starts at 3 with our coverage, 3:30 with the actual event. Mr. Beamer, could you lay a few of these Facebooks on us, please?
I can.
What are you doing? Are you playing a video game?
No, no, I'll tell you off the air.
Oh, you were doing that again, huh? Don't you learn? You'll be doing the all-night show pretty soon.
I do love that George Norrie.
I bet you do. What do you have?
Deborah says, there are a few words that can convey the profound gratitude in which your fellow servicemen, Buffalonians, and country can say for your service, courage, and humility. Heroes come in all different walks of life, and you are a hero to all. Thank you for and congratulations on being awarded this prestigious honor.
And you know what I love? I love the fact that I have a piece of paper in front of me that says Army, Marine Corps, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard. These all represent people who have either posted something or sent something. So all of these service branches definitely compete with each other, no question about it. But in this case, they're all proud to have David go up there and accept that. That means a lot. Are you kidding me? That means so much. It'll bring a tear to your eye to think that I would love an image of them all in dress uniforms in the various branches just congratulating one lone soldier. Wow. That's pretty strong stuff.
I still want to throw this out at least one more time. I did earlier, and how awesome it would be to see David Bellavia leading the Buffalo Bills out of the tunnel for a football game, knowing what a great Bills fan he is. So if anybody with the Buffalo Bills is listening, just a little suggestion for
you. Yeah, I think it'd be fabulous, and I think the people in the stands would love it. Are you kidding me?
I think they'd go crazy.
How good would that be? You know what? If he could drop in on a parachute, he must have airborne training.
Wow, that would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be spectacular?
Woo!
Yeah, I'm thinking airborne, too. That would be pretty nice. Yeah, so as I look at these different branches of the service, there's no jealousy here. They're just proud that he is representing the armed forces of the United States, and he's representing all of us to foreign lands as well. So I think he's a really good role model. He's an ideal role model. And let's put it this way. He said on this radio station that he's not interested in running again, but then he did say in a print interview, it depends who asked, and he's also said in print interviews that if the president asked, that he probably would. Now, I would find, I hope none of this is political today. I hope none of it is.
I would doubt it.
I would doubt it very much. I think it would be a real mistake if it got political. But after all of this dies down a little bit and you got a little room to breathe, I hope the president does approach him and ask him to serve by running again. Because it's a military award and we're really over the top in our appreciation for what he did, I think the quality of the man has shown through well beyond Fallujah. So I think that should be recognized and rewarded.
In all seriousness, not even trying to be a homer here, would David have a shot to defeat Andrew Cuomo for governor?
Well, we don't know about the rest of the state because oftentimes things here are different than the rest of the state. And seeing this as his home base, I don't know. But I do think he could run for the House, maybe, for sure. Could also run for...
I'd be curious to get Carl Calabrese's opinion on that, if David would have any kind of chance to defeat Cuomo.
Yeah, if the electorate...
Because there's no star power in the state.
If the votes were counted here, I think he could win anything he wanted to. But for Cuomo, it's got to be downstate, right, too. And who knows what people in New York City are thinking.
I think David David has that ability to talk to people. He'll have this. I mean, the guy is a hero. I think you could give Cuomo a run for his money. And remember, the next election will be Cuomo's fourth. Remember when Mario was defeated? His fourth election.
Well, let's hope that today's ceremony goes flawlessly, yes?
By the way, you know, a lot of people work during the day. If you miss the ceremony at 3 o'clock and want to catch it again, we're replaying it at 6, and then I'll be taking your calls till 10.
So how about that?
Make sure you tune right in.
How about that? So we got it covered right here, the home of David Bellavia. What do you think? Is that, how does that sound?
Let's cut those IDs right now. The home of David Bellavia.
When he comes back, let's lock him in the studio so he can't go anywhere else, okay? Thank you, guys. His pals are in the lobby. When they say hoorah, they mean it. All right, that about wraps it up. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9. Coverage starts at 3 o'clock right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.